Hi everyone, my name is Victor.
Hi, and I'm Jennifer.
And I'm Katya, and together we are the Grin Marketing Team. Between the three of us, we have expertise across all of digital marketing, which includes, but isn't limited to, SEO, social media, influencer marketing, paid media, content and email marketing, just to name a few areas. And with the digital landscape changing every day, our goal is always to stay on top of the trends. And we love talking marketing. Just ask us, we'll tell you.
So welcome back to another episode of Fact Check. In this episode, we're going to be talking all things social media and understanding why social media is more than just a few posts and how it impacts influencer marketing. So guys, I wanted to basically start off with, why do you think social media is so important? Or even if you think it's important?
From a business perspective, my thought is that it definitely is important. It's relevant. And I think that you should be a part of it. That being said, I don't think that you need to be a part of every single social platform in order to be a part of social media. I have always been a big proponent of like, find your sweet spot and do that. If it's Facebook, freaking be the Facebook king. Like, do Facebook Live, do Facebook groups, like interact in Facebook, do messengers, do ads, do all of those things. And to me, it's the same sentiment on LinkedIn, on Twitter. I think that you kind of have to pick your poison when it comes to social media, but I think that you need to stay relevant. And in this day and age, that includes social media, for better or for worse, whether you think that you need it or not. If you want to be part of the conversation, if you want to get your story out there, then you need to be part of something. What are your thoughts, Jen?
I would think that a business should be strategic with what they do with social media, but also be relevant. So there's obviously some kings of social media that are like basic contact information now on websites. So you've got a Facebook page, you've got a LinkedIn page, you've got a Twitter page. And I mean, every website at the bottom connect with us on those three platforms. So I feel like just any business, it just good practice is to have some kind of existence on those king platforms. And then depending on what kind of business you have and the audience you want to reach, I think it's important to explore the new platforms that are coming out and see if there is a good fit.
Social media gives you another layer, a peek behind the curtains, which is really beneficial for brands because that brings like authenticity to the table of like, oh, okay, they're not just this shiny new, there are people behind it, there's a story behind it, there's a purpose behind it. Like, it's a great tool to be able to use.
It humanizes a brand. I mean, that's one of my favorite things is even when I was looking into Grin prior to working at Grin, I remember checking out, I believe it was like the Facebook page and seeing everybody in their Halloween costumes and just like all the environment alone, just like, those are people I want to work with. Those are people I want to work for. That is a company that I feel like I could respect. And it's just kind of like the energy that they give off. And I think that every social media platform, there's definitely a time and a place for certain things, but it does. It really gives character and voice to a company when you exist on social media platforms.
Well, and you actually bring up a really good point. Like, let's say you're a business and you don't want to be pushing, I don't know why you wouldn't want to push your products, but like, let's say you don't even want to share your brand story. It's a great tool to use for recruitment, right? Like, talk about truly peeking behind the curtains, right? Because you're right. Nowadays, most people do the cyber stalking before they, you know, meet someone face to face or like interact with, you know, a particular company that they're trying to, you know, get hired at. I think that you kind of have to have that social presence, even if it's just for that, because, you know, when you show that you value your employees and you're willing to show that off, it speaks volumes. And, you know, not to plug Grin, but it's totally true. Like, it's
100%.
Yeah, it's tough to put on a website what someone can say, or the fact that there is a Halloween party. And, you know, not to toot my own horn, but I was most creative costume.
What were you being?
But you know what I mean? Like, those are the things that you like to brag about in your job. And I think that's, you know, we've talked so much about influencer marketing, and your employees are influencers. They're the ones that are talking about your brand independently. When they go, you know, when you have family dinners, when you go on holidays, what's that question that everyone asks? How are things going? How's work? right? Like, so you, and that's the opportunity for people to speak positively or negatively. So I almost think from, you know, an employee standpoint or recruitment standpoint, you need to be part of social, some part of social.
I would agree. I definitely am the type of person that I will always check social media first to see what a brand is doing before I make a purchase, before I decide to work there, before I decide to give them any clout. Like, I'm always going to be on their social media pages figuring out if someone were to message them about a problem, are they going to respond via social media? And if they're making it a public response, or are they saying, oh, DM us so that way we can have a private conversation? Because those little things, at least for me, matter. When I look at Twitter, figuring out, you know, what type of community have they built on their Twitter channels, if they have one, of course. And then also, who are the people that are following them? Because for me, I also follow a lot of the industry experts in social media, and I look to see who they follow and what brands they push on their pages, because these are people that I respect who do social media extremely well and understand it. So when they're tagging these brands, I'm automatically like, oh, let me go and check it out and see what they're about. So social media is super, super impactful. And I think one of the interesting things that came up in prior conversations is figuring out how social media and influencer marketing work. And I thought that that was a very interesting topic. I feel a lot of people have a lot of opinions about it, whether they feel that influencer marketing and social media marketing work together, they work separately, you have different people for both, you have the same person for both. I think that that's a very interesting conversation. So I wanted to ask you guys what you thought about that. And if you feel that influencer marketing is a separate conversation that's just kind of had in addition to having a conversation about your social media strategy, or is that something that has to be a part of the conversation? So influencer marketing strategy, a part of social media strategy, a part of influencer marketing strategy. And do we see any brands kind of doing that well today?
I would say that the two could stand independently, but the two together are stronger just because you gain so much from influencer marketing. You know, you've got all that user generated content and there's so many different ways to repurpose it. And one of, you know, the best ways to repurpose it is to have it organically show up in your feed. And there's a lot of different ways that you can tie the two together. But like I was saying, I think that they can be effective one without the other.
You stated that really well, Jen. I do think that they can be independent from one another, but I almost view social media and influencer marketing like a Venn diagram where there are these big circles, but the overlap is so huge. And probably the strongest programs have a nice overlap. But even that being said, I think that in order for it to be a strong program, you need two people running each entity, right? Like, I think that social media gets a bad rap. You know, I have a lot of respect for you, Victor, as the social media manager, because I think that a lot of people, you know, when they think, oh, social media manager, like, okay, well, I post all the time. Like, I can do that. It's totally fine. I don't know what he does all day. Well, like, it is so labor intensive and there's so much thought that goes behind just an organic post to begin with. And then that's just if you're posting when you're doing it right. You know, you do it all the time, Victor. You're constantly looking at the metrics. How well is this performing? Is this, if it's not performing well, I have to pivot and change, you know, how I'm posting, where I'm posting, how often I'm posting, the image I'm posting. There's so many things that go into play. So really to have a strong social media department or person or, you know, social media for your brand, just in general, to be strong in there, you need someone that's touching it all the time. It's a very high touch thing. And I think that with influencer marketing, in order to be successful, that's also high touch, but it's people high touch, right? Like, cause you're successful with influencer marketing if you develop the relationships, and that takes time, it takes connection. So I think that really to be able to do, to have the best is to have individuals and have them work together.
I love it. I agree. I think, and I bring them up again because I love this conversation that we were having, but with Tentree, they have their influencer marketing program I want to say it's centered around, not exclusively, but it's centered around Instagram. And for their Twitter account, it's all are just organic posting. I don't believe they have any type of influencer marketing program geared towards Twitter. It's just Instagram. And what I find interesting when talking about influencer marketing, social media strategy, is that there, I feel at times there's this idea that your influencer marketing program informs all of your social media. And I'm just like, no, that's not how that works. I think it's very important to also always look at the channels that you want to start with and then strategize them, obviously individually, have your overarching goal, but have different strategies for each platform. And amongst those strategies, then you build out your influencer strategy for each, because like we saw with Tentree, influencer marketing works so well for them. Jen, to your point about user-generated content, Hilton, for example, has tons of user-generated content. I love Olivia Palermo. I don't know if you guys follow her on Instagram. She's a fashion influencer. She's amazing. She has tons of collaborations that she's always putting on her Instagram. And a lot of brands get a lot of clout from her. But if you go to her Twitter account, you see absolutely nothing about it. It's a completely different type of feed. And it doesn't overlap because she knows what works best for her audiences per her network. And so that is what I always like to keep in mind whenever I'm like looking at a brand and saying, oh, are you using influencer marketing specifically for this? Or is it a part of your overarching strategy? And if it is, how does that work for you? Because I'm always curious to see how a brand utilizes influencer marketing in their social media strategy for an entire, you know, all of their networks and all of their platforms. And now that we've seen a lot of crossover between Instagrammers going into YouTube and Instagrammers now going into TikTok. And I think everyone now has a Twitter of some sort. And so they're all kind of interwoven. So I'm very curious to see what that's going to look like for social media managers who might want to incorporate influencer marketing or vice versa in their strategies. That makes sense.
I think it does make sense. I think you definitely touched on this, but you know, just to reiterate, it's really being strategic with how you're using your social platforms. It's how you're using your social platforms and how you engage with influencers on those social platforms. I think that that's really key. And again, you know, I lean back on, you're going to have a strong influencer marketing manager and a strong social media manager, and they're going to have to work hand in hand in order for you to create a really strong account, right? Or a strong social presence on social media. But I think it's incredibly important to be on social and then figure out what part of your influencer strategy do you want to incorporate in the organic or with the organic. You know, to bring your example of Tentree, you know, she had received definitely some compliments on just kind of what her feed looks like. You know, that's a social media manager being very strategic about the kind of experience that she wants someone to have when they go to the social feed, right? But the way that she incorporates influencers is like, okay, this is what my strategy is for social, what user-generated content fits within that, and then she incorporates it, right? So, you know, it's not using all of one or one of all. I think that you have to have, you know, for her, because she straddles both, it's very easy for her to see. But again, for a really strong team, you need two individuals that are kind of working towards the same goal.
We talk about influencers, but influencers are also called creators. They're also called ambassadors. So you think about it in that respect, if you've got like a social media strategy, your influencer is technically your creator. They're out there and they're going to create content, and you get to curate in a way what they are creating and have it feed into what your overall social media strategy is. And in the same way, a brand ambassador is speaking your brand and they're out there. And in that way, you tie it into your social media. So yeah, I do think that it's like influencer marketing can stand alone, but it is like a leg of what you need to incorporate into a successful social media strategy.
Yeah, you bring up a really good point. You said creator, and I immediately thought, like, that's your designer, right? Like, I'm reaching out to the designer for that post that I need to have on social. Like, they're creating it from scratch, but the influencer is the creator. They're your designer. You know, you tell them what it is that you're looking for. If as a social media manager, you've got a strategy for, like, okay, I just want landscape. I want my product to be behind landscape for this entire month, and that's what the theme is. Not that that's a strategy, but do you know what I mean? Like, hey, you know, when you're out and about, like if you're in front of a tree, if you're in front of a tree or a bush, yeah, exactly. Well, that way it's kind of themed out. So I, you know, that to me is the way that they overlap for sure. It is all in the user generated content and how they, you want to use it on your social media platforms and which social media platform you want to use it on.
Well, I think this has been an amazing conversation. I love the ideation. I love the ideas that we've kind of been throwing around. And I definitely feel that, you know, as brands start revamping strategies, obviously right now with COVID and people having to pivot and all of that good stuff, and even as we move out of COVID, we'll have to start rethinking our strategy, because once offices open up again and people are now not working from home as much, or maybe they are, but it's just going to look different. So what will, you know, your influencer marketing program look like then in relation to your social media strategy, et cetera, so on and so forth. So lots of great takeaways, lots of things to think about. So thank you guys so much for tuning in again to our wonderful episode of Fact Check. Be sure to check back next week for a new episode where we continue talking all things influencer marketing and social media, SEO, etc. Be sure to check out all of our resources on our website. And until next time, bye.
Bye.
Bye.